HPR, Hawaii Public Radio, has been looking at the issues Hawaii faces around solid waste over the past 20 years. An international movement's been building around a mind shift, the idea that waste could translate into resources. Hawaii has residential land, agricultural, and conservation land, but no land that seems just right for a dump. Landfills are bulging on every island, and people are looking for new ideas. Early last month, the state's first Zero Waste Convention was held on Hawaii Island. Ruth Abbey's the president of Zero Waste USA.
Essentially, it's the aspirational goal of no burn, no bury, no toxics.
Abby says we can take responsibility for the things we're buying and throwing away.
Already families are doing so much. Businesses lead the way to zero waste. They recognize that anything that they're throwing away is throwing away their own profits.
That's not waste. That's raw material, was generally the attitude here in Kona. In a rare drizzle, about 40 people were meeting voluntarily to talk about solid waste. Recyclers, wildlife activists, and a handful of representatives from every county, with one individual from Oahu, they all contemplated the different incineration for energy proposals afloat across the state.
People don't remember why it was we rejected, for example, the whole waste-to-energy concept.
Jeff Stark, an environmental activist from Pukalani, points out that many waste-to-energy contracts, like Oahu's H-Power, require a guarantee of a minimum amount of garbage.
The municipality is penalized if they don't produce enough waste. The result of that is that it cuts the heart out of your recycling program.
These zero-waste conventioneers fear that the possibility of waste-to-energy has already impacted recycling programs on Maui and Hawaii Island.
We've gone backwards. It's going to be very difficult to rebuild and replace the programs that are being phased out.
Incinerators don't get rid of landfills.
Paul Connett is a retired professor of chemistry who's been working on waste issues for 30 years.
For every 4 tons that you burn, you get at least 1 ton of ash, and that has to go to a landfill.
The Sierra Club reports in 2011, at 510 feet above sea level, Waimanalo Landfill exceeded Oahu's height limitations by over 100 feet. Oahu has been trying to locate a new landfill site for years.
I live a 99% zero waste life.
Angela Kang worked in recycling for both Hawaii County and Recycle Hawaii. She says zero waste is not far out when so much of it is compostable organics. On Oahu, for example, food, green waste, and paper, organics, total 71% of all waste.
We don't need a lot of different changes and a lot of different laws. We could do it today. It's not that it's impossible, it's just not profitable.
The economics and logistics of intelligent solid waste management vary across this state. Oahu is increasingly urbanized, and Nicole Skilling says life's very different on her Kau farm.
You know, and not a lot of people are farmers here, so they don't know that when you take your garden waste and you just throw it in a landfill, that's something I could use. I mean, that's precious to me.
The whole thing is we have to keep these things clean.
Sorting is critical, says Christine Kubat of Recycle Hawaii, to keep putrescibles, organic matter, out so that the rest can be dealt with.
So this island could really
model for what do you think we're spending our personal money and personal time out here doing this?
Why?
Nobody's paying for us.
Rick Anthony's the president of Zero Waste International.
I think there's huge traction in the people here. They just need to mobilize politically. I think that's what we're learning around the world is how to make democracy work.
But you can see these local leaders.
Paul Connett.
For them, the incinerator represents a quick fix, and it doesn't involve organizing, educating people. Creating the community spirit, creating the jobs, creating the small business, that is hard work.
I think it's important also to note that recycling is a gateway to other sensitivities and activities.
Jeff Starr.
People love to recycle, particularly little kids, and it exposes them to the concept that they can, in their own daily lives, take an action that will help with the problems that we're all dealing with. They're going to do it. That's why on Maui, when the mayor canceled the curbside recycling program, people were up in arms.
We have to do something. We have to make changes. We have to do them urgently.
I almost need another word here besides sustainable. It's starting to get that.
Yeah.
You know,
how about sensible?
Else.
Guess who's doing it right? The Green Team at Kalaupapa National Historical Park has won a national award for their solid waste management program. They now divert almost 88% of their waste, and they're not, quote, diverting it into an incinerator.
We have no landfill.
Arthur Ainoa is the National Park Service's grounds and recycling supervisor. He says the landfill closed in 2010, and now, with organics and recyclables removed, Kalaupapa community generates about 300 to 400 pounds of trash a week.
We actually pay for it to leave, 90 cents a pound to fly out. You know, in the beginning, there was a lot of resistance because it was like a forced change that no one wanted to really get to.
Ainoa says they party a lot there in Kalaupapa, and he collected full sets of flatware and dishes for people to use at those parties. He started a free store, which he says is a huge hit. Ainoa posted flyers. He talked it up.
We did what was called a drop test. We went to meetings, and we just dropped the trash. That's just trash. You hear the bottles clanking and the cans clanking? That hasn't been recycled. There's times where someone will just really mess up. You know, his trash was horrible and stuff. And we put a little note on the trash can, you know, thanks, but, you know, can you try just a little harder? And we'll sign it. And they'll come by and tell us, hey, thanks for the note. You know, sorry, I was having a bad week. And I was like, yeah, okay, no problem. You know.
Can you imagine? Ainoa says his national counterparts are always asking, how did you do it?
I don't know, you know. People felt my pain here and, you know, said, hey, you know what, we can help you get rid of this, or we can do this for you.
That's how the tires, the refrigerators, the parts of a full plane that had crashed were recycled by sorting and patiently finding a use. Ruth Abbey.
That 80% to 90
diversion rate
is about what we're buying and what's being sold, and the responsibility on industry to catch up to us and make products that we can recycle and compost, or that are durable, that we can repair.
Recycling tends to make immediate financial sense for large businesses, but medium and small businesses may have to pay more. This could be addressed through legislation. Hawaii, with its tides of visitors, has special challenges, but experts say education and creativity can go far, like offering a custom reusable water bottle to each guest. Solid waste solutions for the varied circumstances across Hawaii will be challenging, but there may be something intimate about living on this planet when you know where your food comes from and where your waste is going. Where to start? Figure out what to do with your food waste and paper. On Oahu, newspaper and white and colored bond paper can go in the blue bin. Check the HPR website for links to more ideas. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.